Life happens fast. Be financially ready. Call Mesiro, 877-MESIROW. It's a Mesiro Monday. Greg Lunsford here. How are you doing, my friend?
Very good. Thank you, John, for the invitation to visit with you.
You should start your own podcast called The Retirement Doctor.
That would be fun.
You got your doctorate not in retirement, I know, in planning and management and that sort of thing, but you are kind of obsessed, is maybe a strong word. You love to analyze lifestyles in retirement, don't you?
Right, and actually my doctoral dissertation was on retirement transition. So,
well, then never mind. There we go.
Yeah.
Doctor in retirement.
See, only if you consult on the project, John.
Yeah, oh, that's good. If you add Dr. Retirement as your moniker, I want a little cut.
Okay.
Okay. You can tell me what to do with that money when I get the cut. That's what you guys help with at Mesiro. You talked in a previous episode, and we probably mentioned it, and loyal listeners will be like, we get it. Live like the Golden Girls, because we've talked about it a couple times. Mm-hmm. And you wanted to extrapolate and think of three different other lifestyles in retirement that might really be socially beneficial to people that we don't often think of as the roadmap to retirement a lot of people think of. So why don't you pick one, and we'll do one at a time. How does that sound?
Sure. So what I was getting at is that so many people are looking at the traditional model because that's all we know. When I turn 65, I have to leave. No, you don't. When I turn 65, I have to take this life of leisure. No, you don't. And so people are redefining themselves. This is, I think we talked about the third age once. It used to be you went from middle age to old age. And now this is undefined space because people are living longer, called the third age, where you're not old, but you're not, you know, middle age anymore.
Right.
And there are all these lifestyles that are breaking out in this space. And this is important because the reason we were talking about the Golden Girls, we were talking about having socialization around you, purpose is good for longevity, which, why is that important? What does that have to do with money? Well, there are two things that are very important to go hand in hand in retirement. That's your wealth, being able to have more money than your days require. And then the second one is, are you healthy enough that you don't have to exhaust those dollars on critical illnesses that can deplete your account, right?
And so this isn't only a study in how to be happy, which it is, and how to feel fulfilled. It's also a study on how to make your money last till the end.
Right.
By being healthy, by being socially active, which helps you be physically active, which helps you stay out of places and helps you, for the most part. Life is life, and you never know what can happen.
Right.
But the healthier you are, the less money you're going to spend.
That's exactly right. And some of these activities, actually, you could generate income from. And if you can prolong using your savings, you get more compounding and a bigger nest egg at the end.
So the first one I wanted you to go for, because I think this is my favorite, I loved college. Uh-huh. I loved the 4 years of college. I loved it so much I stayed down at the University of Illinois Champaign-Urbana and worked down there for 4 years. I called it bonus college, where, you know, I was an adult. I made some money, but I still, you know, had a little fun in college. Now, this can stretch into retirement?
Yeah. So what a lot of people are unaware of is there are university-based retirement communities. And what is a university-based retirement community? They started in 2006 at George Mason University. And basically, this is where a university has a living community at or near a campus. And they have certain programming so you can interact with other people. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to draw the alumni back. Hmm. And so think about it. You are disconnected from your family geographically because you relocated or something like that.
Kids maybe, live in a bunch of different places.
Or maybe you don't have a lot of friends and things around you. And so think about it. That's sort of like being your freshman year in college, right, where you don't know anybody. So you go to college and you meet all these great people. You live in the dormitory. You learn from each other. And then you have all these great maturing experiences where you learn about classrooms and maybe you learn about bars or whatever.
Sure do.
And so what happens in these communities is the university recognizes that most people don't want to just sit around in a rocking chair. And so they're great because they will have be near golf courses and you can do all the things that people do in a life of leisure, but you also can go and lecture in a classroom if you want to, or tutor a student, or
take a class,
right?
Go to the symposium.
So it's a great way to do things that allow you to kind of go into leisure gradually. And I'll plug my alma mater here, Loyola. Was my undergraduate institution. And so downtown on Michigan Avenue, right off, I think it's on Pearson, they have a building called LeClaire. which is a retirement community, but it is their version of this. And so most people, when I tell them this, all they can, the point of reference we have is Rodney Dangerfield and Back to School, right? We're not, you know, or old school or whatever. You're not joining fraternities, doing wild and crazy things. But to the extent that you want to be more engaged as a booster for your team at your school, or
go to the football games, go to the football games, right?
Do everything.
Tailgate.
That's exactly right. So it's like reliving and reestablishing a community, and the fact that you're an alum gives you an immediate connection to other people, and hopefully you can make friends.
And memories, too. Yeah, I don't know if the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign has one, Greg. I'm not putting you on the spot to know. You might
have. Actually, they're over 100.
Okay.
So yeah, so it's possible it could.
But what I'm saying is that they've got 25 years to figure this out.
Mm-hmm.
Because I love it down there. And I know it's not the same as in college. I know, like you're saying, this is not old school. This is not, I mean, if you want it to be, I guess. But college campuses, for better or for worse, I think for better, have heart, have lungs. They are like living, breathing things. And there's something about the connection of the next generation right. coming into their own that makes them vibrant places. Right. The coffee houses are fun, right?
And right.
I there is just such life there. I think this is such a cool idea. And I'm sure the universities do this because it's great. It's a great connection. It makes them money. Let's not ignore that.
Right.
But it's what a great option for people.
Absolutely. So people who are retirement age or stage score really high in what is called generativity. What that means is...
Did you make that word up? What is that?
No, it is actually an academic term.
What is it?
Generativity.
Generativity,
and
okay.
What it means is that you really enjoy sharing your generational, your knowledge with the next generation. And so most people, you know, don't want to just, I know I'm supposed to volunteer, but that's what everybody tells me to do. This is a different way for you to be actually engaged and have younger people around, and there are structured things that you can engage with them and, you know, share your wisdom and things like that.
Yeah.
So,
you know where we have a lot of generativity?
Mm-hmm.
WGN with our listeners. They love to call and talk to me. They give advice about being a new right. dad. We learn things. We connect with each other in different generations on the radio and talk radio. And I mean it. We really have a great community here. And this retirement option, I think this is going to be my favorite one of the three.
Okay.
But you'll have to convince me the other two. We'll do those in a couple weeks, all right?
Sounds good.
That's Greg Lunsford. 1-877-MESIRO, MESIROW.com. Want to live well? Then you need to plan well. A Mesiro advisor can help you create a financial plan that fits your life. Call Mesiro at 877-MESIROW.